debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
You waited all week for this. Right.
Shut up.
Now by popular demand,
the Bubba the Love Sponge Show presents
the best of the week.
News of having a sexual relationship with one of her team's students.
Now hold on.
He is tan as hell.
What is going on?
Jesus
here?
Christ.
Buddy, can you
He's got tan lips.
Where's my slime?
His tan has a tan.
Sir, slow down on the tanning bed.
Immediately.
Sir, slow your roll on the tanning
oh my
bed,
God.
Kid.
His hair's
my
tan.
God. I mean, Dan, if you're this buddy's friend, do you say, "Hey Ted, slow down on the I was watching you on TV last night."
Elliot teacher.
And my lord, buddy, slow down on it.
He went to the tanning bed and just fell asleep.
Having a sexual relationship.
I think at night he sleeps under a tanning bed.
Wow. Every night.
She's now under arrest and out of a job, and police say there were more victims. Local 10's Christian De La Rosa is live in Hialeah with the disturbing details. Christian.
It's like Prince. They dug Prince back up.
He's stunned by the tan as well.
Purple rain.
Yeah, well, he just got done getting his eyebrows waxed.
Louie, Nicole, this woman had so much access to children. We've learned she's been employed with the school district for 20 years.
I hope this is a Miami base.
She's someone you're supposed to trust with your children. But police say this now former Hialeah school teacher is a sexual abuser. Her name is 41-year-old Jeanette Valle Tejada. Until this Friday evening, her picture was up on the Hialeah Senior High School's website as a reading teacher, telling parents and students she would help them during these challenging pandemic
times. He's having trouble saying all
this. But earlier this week,
he sounds drunk.
Yeah.
A former student came forward telling the school.
This guy's got soma tongue, I know it.
Principal Valle Tejada sexually molested her while a student at Henry H.
So this is a female teacher on a female student.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Miller Middle School.
How old's the girl?
12 years ago.
Oh, hold on. It was 12 years ago?
In 2009. Adding, the abuse continued through her high school years while a student at Westland Hialeah Senior High School. She went on to tell investigators 14. The educator abused her from age 14 until she was 18. Detectives say Valle Tejada.
We just found songs out about all this nonsense, did we not?
Presented herself as a mother figure, often giving rides to students from home to school and taking some of her alleged victims, all girls,
say?
To.
What?
What did that sign say?
It said Christmas.
School and taking some of her alleged victims, 14 until she was 18.
Hold on.
Detectives say Valle Tejada presented herself as a mother figure, often giving rides to students.
It says. What's it say?
Mask up Miami. So MDCPS can return safe.
Well, it's like all space wrong.
I know.
From home to school and taking some of her alleged victims.
They told Lummy did the sign that day. Lummy, did you do the sign that day?
I did. I'm sorry.
And I mean, Lummy, you've already disclosed your condition.
Warren, Bartholomew, Victor Garrison, approve and like to be called slow on the job site and in life.
Who's that girl that keeps talking? It sounds like me.
To her house. The police report is listing at least three victims since 2007, having a romantic relationship, kissing, and even having sex with them.
Oh.
One was just 11 years old.
Yeah, this bitch needs to be thrown in jail forever.
A school district.
I mean, you can't go down to 11, 12, 13, 14. You can't.
Spokesperson reacting, telling us, quote,
everything else is
Miami-Dade County.
No, no. I mean,
what about a four-year-old?
No, none of that. Non-
oh, sorry.
None of that nonsense. But when you get to the 16, 17, you know, that's a little gray area based on if it's female on female.
Or the state.
Or female on male. Now, mm-hmm. if it's male teacher on female, then it's
automatically guilty.
Automatically guilty. We're not fair here at the BRN judicial system. We're simply not.
Public Schools is deeply disturbed about the allegations made against this individual. As soon as the claim surfaced last month, the employee was removed from the school setting and Miami-Dade Schools Police launched an investigation. The district will be terminating her employment, and she will be prevented from seeking future work with this school system.
Now, the rest of the school system's game on.
Is she in jail? I think she is. Mm. I don't know.
If you know of any potential victims, police want to hear from you right away.
This guy.
This might be the douche. The guy's got a lot of potential. He really
does. Pregnant pause and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did have the pregnant pause. All right, I got to go to words. I'm running way late. I'm probably going to end up covering the camera because I got to do some stuff. I might go out and get a little self-serve fruiting here.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have another teacher sex deal story.
Ooh.
Out of Michigan coming up. And this was a boy student female
teacher.
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's best of the week after this. We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's best of the week.
Trying to go to sleep before Christmas morning, it really was.
I don't know if this is a good look. Now, this guy was some teacher had sex with him. Ryan Crew is his name. Out of Michigan, and I think she went on trial yesterday, and his reaction to open up the news story is it's like Christmas when you wake up for Christmas. He was so excited, it was like waking up for Christmas morning. I don't know if that's the right...
Well, I need to see a picture of her first.
There's a lot of thoughts going through your head.
More than 5 years after Ryan Crew says he had a sexual relationship with his former Lake Orion High School Spanish teacher, she is finally facing charges. On Friday...
Wow.
Not guilty.
The loser was arraigned on four counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct stemming from a situation.
See, like, okay. That poor lady. I feel so bad for her.
So we know the player is involved here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's as a news source and as a television news station, if it's cool to open up with that kid's reaction.
He's like can't stop smiling.
Right.
They look like they would make a good couple.
And like what I'm saying is like, you know, how traumatizing was this really to this guy if this is his demeanor?
That allegedly began in the fall of 2014 when Crew was 16 and Boozer 28.
I mean, maybe he isn't into,
chore out of going to the library and getting big sheets of black construction paper and covering every window.
So it's arts and crafts as well.
Does he got makeup on?
The small notched window on the door window in the classroom.
I mean, okay, I know that it's not what this story is about, and I know that it's certainly probably not cool for me to say. But I, at 17, 16 years old, at six, because that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was 16, and his Spanish teacher's 28. She's hot.
She is.
And she tells him to go down to the library and get the black the heavy black construction papers because we have to tape up the walls.
I'd be like, I already have it right here. I brought it with me already.
I would be like, you couldn't give me a better task in the world.
Right.
It couldn't get any hotter than this. And I ain't talking about the temperature of the room.
Including the small notched window on the door so that there was no way to see into the classroom.
Crew detailed this and several other inappropriate encounters with Fox 2 News when we started...
What's up with the shorty and the thick legs on the right?
...looking into the claims over the summer.
2:53 a.m., he's receiving a phone call from her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's pissed.
She's not happy.
Look at her.
She got the phone records out.
This is the mom. This was why this is a problem.
Okay, 2:53 a.m. predator.
His mother
highlighted and marked and everything. Look at that. Yeah.
She's kind of good looking though. Look at her. She's probably in her 50s and she's
herself.
That
attitude,
brings her, that attitude brings her to a zero.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I know, but she's
she might
cute.
Be an 8 in the cougar scale, but that bitchy attitude takes her to -4.
Someone was molesting her kid.
I mean, administrators repeatedly with concerns about their students.
So, she was hot though.
Karen deduction.
But here's what I would do, man. If this was my son, I would say, Tyler. First of all,
high five.
Bring some home for me too.
Dr. Dan's banana hammock with 1,000 bits.
I mean, I think you got to ask the kid, did you willfully participate in this? Like, did she have to physically hold you down, or did she threaten you with your grades or anything like that?
Right.
And like, if she, you know, and I understand that may not be physical with a woman versus a boy student. And it could be physical if it was a male teacher that could, you know, over that could succumb a girl.
I think this guy's still struggling with his sexuality.
I agree.
And I think he's probably mad that the girl probably tainted him to the girl side instead of the boy side.
All right, and he wasn't, and it kind of took a little bit of his innocence away as to what he really wants to be. I get it.
And I agree.
I think he's going to end up as doing a progressive
easy,
commercials
easily,
because Jamie's quitting.
Easy. Well, Jesus. They did say he started losing weight and cutting himself in college.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Student teacher relationship before she even realized it was sexual. The district.
Man, I wish somebody would have done something bad to me as a kid so I could blame my behavior. I'm not saying what, but I just wish somebody would have done something a little bit bad to me so that I could always revert back to, well, hey.
What about the bad things you did to yourself?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Shop back.
Says they investigated the allegations and contacted the.
Hi, I'm overweight because I had to shop back myself to masturbation when I was
eight.
Oakland County Sheriff's Department. But the department told us they weren't notified until the family went to them in 2019.
The statute does require that no matter what, they.
Hey, where's the best pasta in town there, buddy?
That guy has bigger boobs than me.
Hey, Sheriff, where's the best pasta in town? Who's got the best linguine?
Still have to notify us. We're the ones that are determined. Law enforcement determines whether or not it's.
Hey, why didn't you wear a uniform, man? That clingy thing to your man boobs is not looking good.
Credible or not?
The Oakland County Prosecutor's Office looked into the case in 2019 and chose not to pursue charges after our story aired in December.
All right, now hold on. They're saying that they initially was a no
file. After the current administration.
It's credible or not.
The Oakland County Prosecutor's Office looked into the case and
Oakland County Mark Ober said there ain't nothing to see here.
2019 and chose not to pursue charges after our story aired in December and after the current administration gave it a second look. Progress.
I know that new administration is
Mark Ober got ousted out of office or left, and now the new prosecutor is taking another look at this deal, right?
Yep.
Advocate for victims of sexual abuse and assault, and I think that really turned the corner for us.
Ryan and his family weren't able to attend Friday's hearing, but will eventually be seated in the same courtroom, recalling their painful past and Boozer's alleged part in it.
I want to see that trial.
They still have a long way to go, but closure is...
So she was arraigned. So what does that mean, Dan? Didn't they say the trial was getting ready to start? I think that's what they opened up with, didn't
coming.
They?
I'm extremely, thankful and grateful. I feel like not a lot of people get to face their abuser in court. And when all of this happened to me, I never thought I would.
Oh, you think when they're going to bring him up to testify and he's going to go way over the top?
Of course.
Saying, I wanted to be able to determine what I am, and you took that away from me?
Well, yeah, over 100 times.
How many times?
It over 100.
Over 100.
It's a lot of construction paper.
Talk about it.
That's a lot of years in prison.
Recycled. All those trees.
That's a lot. Hold on. That is a lot of years in prison.
Up to 15 max.
I mean, you're looking at this thing right here, man. And she was just giving some ass to a dude who was probably willfully. Can they prove that he said no?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. He's a kid.
Yeah. Oh. And she's a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's that song? It doesn't matter. He's a kid and she's a teacher. That should be the new Carlos Mandinko song, right?
Or let alone get a chance in court.
Now,
I want to know what happened that he's so distraught over this.
Yeah. Listen, buddy, if girls aren't your thing, then go dip in the dude pool. Nobody's stopping you from doing that. It's whatever, buddy. Do it.
I mean,
maybe she caused you to not to be able to dip into the dude pile a few years earlier than you did, but it's each its own.
If I was to guess, this is like a giant setup to suing the school district for money thing.
Oh.
Oh yeah, that's on the that's right. That's around the corner.
Okay, Boozer did.
So Dan, they get the criminal willies to stick, and that makes the civil Jones a lot stronger, does it not?
Yep.
Resign from the Lake Orion School District back in October.
But I mean, she's gonna go to this woman's gonna go to prison. You watch, they're gonna make an example out of her.
Oh, they love to.
They're gonna make an absolute example out of her.
2016. Again, she now faces multiple charges. Each of those charges comes with a maximum of 15 years.
Each charge, wow. 15 years.
Mm. Poor lady.
Each Stop. Charge,
she's
15
a
years. She
no,
is a criminal,
not.
And she probably should. You know what?
Who are you to judge over there? You were going to have sex with a murderer.
I can't judge.
You were going to have sex with a murderer.
I didn't. I just said he was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Probably paying him.
I mean, I don't think that she. I don't think it is. She did something illegal. She is a molester. But you know what? Does she spend 50 years in prison, or do you just tell her we're going to give you house arrest and you can't teach again?
Okay, but right. If it was a dude and a chick student, you'd be saying the exact opposite.
Well, yeah, but we've always said that.
But we've always said that we're very hypocritical, yet a woman like Deborah LaFave, you know, she slept with a 14-year-old multiple times, some of which in a van, mm-hmm. while his cousin
she
was driving
him.
Around. They were dating. And she never did a day in jail.
Too pretty.
And this bitch, listen, Dan, this girl ought to use the Deborah LaFave, I'm too pretty for prison. Deal. Does John Fitzgibbons practice in Michigan? She should call him immediately.
Yeah.
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's best of the week after this.
Ow!
We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's the best of the week. Show's best of the week.
Florida Man Radio, Fort Walton Beach, 1031 813-90 Bubba. Lummy, did you get to our merchandise girl? Did you get the prize pack information to her?
Yes. Well, actually, one person, I got her everything except for one.
Yes, well, actually.
Well, I have one guy that has not picked up the phone call to get his address confirmed.
All right, but the other ones, like there might have been three or four of them.
There's four total. So.
Fantastic. Get it to her so she can get it out.
No problem.
Please. Thank you. Lummy, now, I don't know what you're trying to do here. Like most things that happen on the show, I have a general idea as to what's happening because I'm usually the one that executes the format or whomever ideas it may be. I'm the quarterback. I'm the one that has to execute. I have to get the thing going. I got to set it up. I got to, you know, whatever.
What's going on?
And so Lummy come. It's what I'm asking. Lummy, I might need to give you one of these things, buddy. Slow your roll, cousin.
Oh, sorry. I did it before you tried to go, you know, bathroom and then you rubbed your acorn on me.
Well, now hold on. Let's not talk about that. But
so is this an HR complaint? Is that where we're going? Is that
no,
we're going
no, to? No. So I'm sitting
HR
down.
Department.
I'm getting ready to before I go out to pee. Lummy approaches the bench, which is very rare. I don't like people up here.
Yeah.
Like I don't even like Dan up here. Like I don't like anybody up here.
I try not to go up there.
And if you do, it's because Dan has to tell me some secret, and then we go outside and talk about it. Dan, that's what we do. So Lummy comes up here, and I go, Lummy, what are you doing? And he's like, here's envelope number one, and here's envelope number two, and it's this game. And then I'm like, what, hold on, buddy. What are you talking about? Nobody's talked about, we didn't talk about doing the Lummy envelope one and or two deal? Like, where's this coming
from? What's going on?
I'm copywriting infringement on the envelopes.
So, Lummy, what is going on?
And, Lummy, you look really nervous.
Like, whose idea is this and what are we doing?
Well, I was going to see if you could open up number one. It's a card. It's a thank you card.
What?
Number one. There's two envelopes. Number one.
All right. So, what's going on? These are thank you cards?
Well, the number one's the first thank you card.
Lummy's giving us 2-week notice.
I mean, it's not like Colton.
Thank you so much. Hey, Bubba, thank you for everything you've done for me in life. Thank you for all the opportunities. It sounds like a suicide letter.
And we all laugh.
Thanks, yeah. I'm the champ now.
LOL.
Okay, so Lummy, I'm assuming this is you because it goes, thank you for all the opportunities you've given me. Ashley and I, thank you. Will you be Uncle Bubba for us?
What?
And then you open up number two.
Open up number two.
No, hold on.
You
hold on,
wait, number what? Two.
I don't.
You got it. Number two is.
I'm going to open it up. Hold on.
It was too big for the envelope.
What?
Wait,
what is it? What is
it,
Sponge? Sponge, what is it?
It's not a card.
What is it, Sponge?
It's a sonogram.
What?
Ash she's pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, we find the guy that did this to her, we're going to kick his ass.
I'm sorry, Lummy. I'm really sorry.
They work. Shut up, Blitz.
It's human?
Yes. Congratulations, Lummy.
Oh, I knew it.
I'm more nervous telling you than I did my parents.
That's what you said. That's what you told me earlier. He's like, man, I'm more nervous now than when I told my parents.
Oh, my God, Lummy. I don't know what to do. I have so many things to say.
I'm just glad I can finally talk about it.
Damn, how did you tell? Were you in the room when they were making the baby?
Of course. C-Cap, take the kid to Disney.
Yeah.
Now, Lummy.
How far along is she?
Lummy.
15 weeks.
15?
Now, hold on. Lummy.
Wow.
How many weeks?
Is it a boy or girl?
Everybody stop. How many weeks ago did you get married?
Longer than that. It all happened like kind of right after we got married, though.
So she conceived after you were married?
Yeah.
Wow. That's perfect. Cool.
Pretty
15 weeks.
Perfect timing. Wait.
Is it a hot dog 14, or is 15. It a...
No, it looks like it's... Well, I mean...
Did you just say she?
No.
She meaning...
Ashley.
Hold on. Dan, I'm going to put it up to the camera. I mean, it looks like a pretty big nugget.
I think they said today it's a, like...
bigger, a pound?
Like bigger than a post-it note.
So she's in the second trimester.
Bigger than a post-it note? It's got to be... It looks far bigger than that.
Yeah, I've seen the hands and the feet.
Is it a boy or girl, though? Is it a boy or girl?
Well, I mean, I just...
Non-binary.
They're gonna let the child choose.
Yeah. Is there a shot though of the genitalia?
Lummy.
That's how they find out.
Lummy.
Yes.
I am not demanding this because it's your child. I'm not. But I would ask your wife. I would ask you to ask your lovely wife if we could do.
She wanted to ask
the gender reveal like on the air.
No, she wanted to do that.
Oh,
she said,
so cool.
Ask Bubba if we could do a gender reveal on the air.
Now, do you guys know the sex? I want you to be honest. Do you know the sex?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I can tell it's a girl. Lummy, I've worked for you. I've worked with you, and I'm so in your head, and I know your idiosyncrasies, and I know your movements, and I know your I know everything about you, and I can just tell by your swag, by the vibe that you're giving out, it's a girl.
Well, I mean, we were going to see, like, you know, if you wanted to do it on the air too, and
how are you going
to
do it on the air?
Two.
However,
hold on.
We're going to tie explosives around Lummy, and whatever color it explodes will be a girl or a boy.
He just let the cat out of the bag because he said we wanted to do a gender reveal on the air too, almost tying the two into also what I said.
What?
Right?
What?
Two. He said we also want to do a on-air gender reveal.
Yeah,
kind of
like he's doing
two.
Now. He's telling that she's pregnant, and so part two will be the gender reveal.
How long have you guys known?
quite a while.
Actually, she found out.
Why
the day
have you
before
kept this from me so
well,
far?
Well, you're not supposed to say.
Yeah,
it for
you don't
long.
Tell people
until the second trimester.
Well, yeah. We found out the day before the BART party.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So she couldn't drink.
That's why. So
is that
that's why
she was so. That's why she was
the
so
JB, the day before what
she
party?
Was the BART party. So that's why she had like a big mug with her that didn't have any alcohol. But people are like, "I'll pour you a drink," and she goes, "No, I'm fine. I'm drinking.
You've known since the Bubba Army Raid, since the royalty
since
party.
BARP.
Yeah,
you have.
Yeah,
and you've kept that front. Let me.
Well,
I am
2.5 months. Yeah, ago.
Yeah, you don't tell people though.
Why
you
not?
Can't tell until a certain time. Plus, we had to tell
because
our parents
you may lose
first.
The baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
supposed
to say until the second trimester.
We need to ask. Hold on, everybody, shut up. We need to. We got a real full blown doctor here. We
okay,
need to
fine.
Ask
I'll step up then. What do you mean?
let's ask the doctor, Dr. Dan. What historically? What are you supposed to do on waiting?
They usually do wait till the second trimester.
Yeah, I mean,
because you don't want to have a miscarriage, which a lot of women have, and that usually happens in the first 16 to 18 weeks, and. If you tell everyone you're pregnant and then you have a miscarriage, then you have to get patted on the shoulder every time your friends see you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's torture to the young
mom. Like the timing is pretty much perfect. I mean, this is about when you should tell people.
So wait, when is it due? Like September?
So she's 15. She's 15 weeks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's 15. This week.
And your daughter's due in December.
I don't know. No, September is when the baby's due.
What's the actual due date?
25th.
September 25th.
Is that okay, Bubba?
You can have the day off.
Thank
buddy.
You, sir.
But you better be here the 26th, though.
Well, listen, I don't give. Like, do I have to get? Do I have to get bereavement?
Lummy or Ashley?
Bereavement.
Is that what that is?
That's no. When they die.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is it when you give
paternity
a
paternity leave or maternity?
Yeah.
Leave?
And you know what? Do you know now that both men and women take him?
Yep. Yes, they do. They should. That's when they need to bond with the kid.
Yeah. Well, guess what, Lummy? I have
October is the month of bonding.
So what do most companies do?
Like 6 weeks paid.
Yep.
For both parents?
Yeah. So a lot of times the mom will take the 6 weeks and then the dad they don't take it together.
Right.
And then the dad will take the six
Sometimes they'll overlap like a week or two.
Yeah. So Lummy, we don't offer 6 weeks here at the BRN. We offer 6 days.
I'll give you six weekends off.
I'll give you 6 days paid.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
That's so
I'll give you six weekends off. Wow. No. Now, Lummy, do you think that that's going to maybe hinder how close you are with the goats?
No, not at all. I should have already talked about all that stuff
Those goats absolutely love you.
Oh, we want to. We're hoping that obviously everything goes good. Then, like, even after like maybe a couple months, put him on like a little cowboy or her as a cowboy, cowgirl,
her?
Cowboy.
Her?
He well, said both. Him or her is yeah. what he said.
Oh, I thought he said her.
And I always hope cowboy, but cowgirl, cowboy. So.
Oh, and like get some pictures?
Yeah. I mean,
until Hootie bucks her off into the pond and you have to call Dan to, you know, pump her lungs out.
Yeah, but, you know. It'll be fun.
Congratulations, wow. Lummy. That's awesome.
Yay. Oh, my God, Lummy. I even
That's
hate
so exciting.
Oh, my Jesus, Lummy.
Dan, well, did Lummy, you know?
It's very appropriate that you have the strap as the champion.
Yeah,
the champion.
Thank you. I got nervous.
Dan, did you know about this?
I didn't find out like weeks ago, no.
That means he knew about it.
Wait, how did Blitz know?
I'm the. Why am I the last to know?
Because I figured we'd
Blitz.
Do it on the air.
I mean, what? Lummy, well, I've known you the longest out of anybody in this entire building. True or false?
True.
And I am the boss, and I am your friend. And why am I the last person to know? I feel like you completely jobbed me out. No, no. I bet you decapped
so,
me before.
No. So here's the deal. Lummy's got something to say. Ashley's probably pregnant because I already know. But let's let him talk. Go ahead, Lummy. I'm not gonna spoil it that Ashley's pregnant. But go ahead, Lummy.
No,
you do
no,
it.
So
the big Phil, I got the biggest mouth. I'm supposed to have the biggest mouth. Well, that's what you guys want me to do.
Of course. That's
you want me to have the littlest mouth?
That's why we got to keep things from you sometimes.
Wait, when did you find out?
I've known.
Okay. Well, you know what both of you dildos should have done is taken me aside and said, "200 all the special, you know, we got various words to say."
I was sworn to secrecy. Quiet. I wasn't telling
anybody.
I thought
it'd be kind of good to see your reaction on the air.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it was good.
Okay, whatever.
Sorry. Well, I mean,
I already don't like this kid.
I already bought cookies for this stupid kid too.
Yeah.
Now,
are you going to make your kid hate me like Caveman?
No,
has?
Not I mean, at
like,
all.
You know, the kid, Caveman's kids, and it's indoctrined for him to hate me.
Indoctrined?
No, not at all. I feed him all the cookies you want.
that's what
and
Lummy's
I only
do.
I only offer Caveman's kids cookies like one time, and his wife went completely bat crap crazy on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. So Lummy, September 25th.
Yep.
For the baby.
Put that yes. into the trapper keeper.
Thank God that's a Saturday.
now, Lummy, yes. Do you now? When would you like to do the reveal deal?
Whenever you want.
I mean, like you do. You and your wife know you do know the gender. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is it gonna be Bubba or Bubetta?
I can look at the sonogram and tell
give
you it's a
give
girl.
Give us a hint.
Yeah, let us know, Bubba.
I mean, I'm looking at the sonogram right now, and I can tell you they didn't have any testicles.
It's the wrong angle, though.
Oh, is it?
So hold on. You said that, Dan, and Bubba turned the picture upside down?
I did.
I need from the ultrasound.
Look at that little peanut in there. That's a little Lummy peanut. Look
That's
at
awesome.
That little Lummy in there or Lummet. Look at that little Lummy or Lummet in there.
It's like 5 days bigger than it's supposed to be, too.
It's a big baby.
It's your kid. That's why.
It's supposed to be the size of a cashew, but it's the size of my fist already.
You're going to have a 15-pound baby.
Da-da. So, Dan, when do they start testing, like, if the baby's, like, slow or something like that?
they'll do a screen.
Hold on.
They just look at the father.
Hold on. That's not an out-of-bounds question, considering the father has made these type of statements.
Warren, Bartholomew, yes. Victor Garrison, approve and like to be called slow on the job site and in life.
It wouldn't be a stretch for the doctor to say, we might want to test this baby for slowness.
Yeah.
Right.
I just heard on the radio her dad or his dad or its dad say that he was slow. So let's test
Donkey Teeth BTLS 5,000 bits and cookies for Caveman's kid 5,000 bits.
Oh man, they're all throwing they're already looking for the shower.
Lummy, can I ask you a question?
Lummy, are we gonna have a shower? I think we need to have a baby shower.
We're gonna have a baby shower.
Can
we
ask Lummy a question?
Yeah.
How did Ashley tell you?
I was with her.
No, she had to have thought she was pregnant before she brought it up to you.
Oh, how she did? She bought a Grape Ape onesie before I came in one morning and uncovered the Grape Ape. I like moved the blanket and it was there.
The test?
Wow. No, yes,
the onesie, the pajamas.
Yeah, the onesie and the test was on it. Oh, she has a Grape Ape onesie.
Did you guys make love right there?
No, I didn't have enough time because I wanted to make it in here, but we made sweet passionate love when I got home.
You didn't want to knock it loose.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, I think about that like a little hand grabbing me at some point.
Oh my god.
Ew.
Get a little handy.
Yeah. Whoa.
But no, they
really good.
They
did a blood test, so they already kind of checked it on that for what Bubba asked.
So there's no big markers.
No.
That's good.
That's so exciting.
Well, do they just get the amniotic fluid, or do they actually stick a needle in the baby?
It depends on what's going on. Sometimes they'll get the fluid. If there's any kind of like a yellow flag, then they'll try to get genetic material from the baby and do a genetic testing on it.
Hierarchy 65, 5,000 bits.
How do you get genetic material? Like go in there and just like kind of pinch off a little piece of skin or something?
You get it from the placenta. You can get it from the placenta because the placenta is the same genome as the baby.
All right, so you go into the placenta and just get a piece of the placenta.
Yeah, or some amniotic fluid. And you have to like pop the bubble and hopefully you don't pop the bubble. You just
too much.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, if you put too big of a hole in the sack, then it'll leak out. So you're supposed to just get a tiny little hole.
Once
the water breaks, you go into labor.
Right.
Is that all done laparoscopically?
It's done with ultrasound guidance.
I mean, do they go in through the vagina?
No, I thought they'd have a big ass needle.
They usually just use a big ass needle. Yeah, go through the tummy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
No, but like,
it's
okay, so
deal. Do it with an ultrasound to make sure you don't stab the baby.
Oh God,
that's can you imagine the baby comes out? And he's got needle marks in his back. Like, man, it's tough on
track
there.
Track marks.
some guy that was playing darts in there on me, man. I was trying to get the hell out of there.
Blow dart gun.
I need to, guys. The baby's a month premature because he's like, I'd rather be out here in the world than facing the darts all the time. Lummy, do we do like a baby? Like, what do I need to do? I don't have.
Reveal and then a baby shower.
So when's the gender reveal?
It's up to Bubba.
I know, but like when is it? And what do we? Well, I think we need to make it a little more special than
yeah. We actually have to do something.
Tuesday, Bubba overtime.
You mean Thursday?
We could do Thursday, but Tuesday for more time to plan it.
Oh, next Tuesday.
We don't have that much time.
Oh, you don't? Okay, then Thursday.
Well, I mean, what are we going to do? Blitz is going to blow off some firecrackers.
Blue or pink firecrackers?
And what are we going to do?
We can go live on YouTube.
Well, yeah, of course we can go live on YouTube.
After I beat you guys in cornhole.
How about we do this? How about we put the baby, either a male baby or a female baby, underneath the cornhole boards, and we put a male baby underneath one cornhole board and a female baby on another cornhole board, and then Lummy, after the cornhole and we're done next week, you go to the board and lift up which it's going to be, a boy or a girl.
Okay.
No, so that's just a suggestion. We don't have to go that way. If that's the dumbest thing anybody's ever heard of before, then please correct
me. I mean, you're a genius at everything, so
you could dye a goat.
No, don't. We can't do that to the goats.
Why not?
Why?
Oh.
Do you want me to squish something with pink or blue frosting? Okay, sorry.
Squish your.
So
your
you know, I mean, okay, everybody's clonking my cornhole deal, baby underneath the cornhole, but you know, Lummy
came. I like the baby under the cornhole.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Well, and you know what, Lummy, Blitz will do it during next Wednesday's YouTube cornholing.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
after the cornholing.
Lakeland Hoosier 5,000 bits.
We will say, thank you, Lakeland Hoosier 5. We will say, okay. You know, Jay and Bubba won this round of cornholing. Lummy is a loser on the cornholing deal.
Is this tomorrow?
No.
Next week.
Next.
Well, that's assuming you win tomorrow.
That's true. So
that's
after,
okay. We'll still do it next week no matter what.
Next Wednesday we're going to do it. And then after the championship. Like regardless of who's playing for the championship, right?
Yes.
After we're all said and done, we've even got an individual champion. We'll then say we'll come up with whatever our gender reveal is going to be. So
you
not
guys,
only is
if you
it
guys knew how to work, you'd throw the game for Lummy, so he could be the ultimate champion.
No, I'm not going to throw the game.
No.
And neither is my partner Jay Diaco.
Nope.
I mean, you'd have to have 5 or 6 figures for Jay to throw that game. I'm just telling you that right now. Comes with a price.
What about instead of packages, we do like an Amazon wish list for the baby?
You know what? That would
no. We definitely should do that.
And then open them up, and Ashley can come in, and they can open it up together. So cute.
I think
that's about the baby shower.
Hold on. I think we're onto something here, and within our Packerage world, we need to come up with a list. And we could actually blitz. It can be Lummies, you know, baby shot, whatever.
Yeah.
And we do that.
Yeah, I was already thinking about that.
Yep. And then when we have them all gathered, or the majority of them, we bring Ashley and Lummy in here, and they open it up live on YouTube.
Yes.
Great idea. Great minds think alike.
So after she delivers this 18-pound baby, you gonna want some courtesy stitches in there?
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's best of the week after this. We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's best of the week.
Blitz, I was checking BAR today.
Okay.
I went to the TuneIn app and then went to Bubba Army 1, and it's working, and I also heard the hot mic.
Yes.
Which I like that feature even better, whereas if you're going to start listening, and I don't know if it's going to be like this full-time or not, but I would like it to be full-time, where okay. when you're listening to us on Bubba Army Radio, maybe go to TuneIn. And then hit, you know, basically go to TuneIn and then just type in Bubba. And you want to click on Bubba 1, and you can listen to the show that way. Usually that, we didn't offer the hot mic. We just ran bits and stuff like that.
Yeah, from 20 years ago.
So I think Blitz has got it wired up now so that that offers the hot mic feature, which I like and prefer better. Would it be, is it possible to do that all the time?
I will make it happen. Yes.
All right. I think that's far more entertaining to the people that, you know, listen and subscribe and whatever. Our hot mic. You just would have heard Dan having a complete meltdown as well, and that's far more funny than, you know, a Manson bit from 20 years ago.
Correct.
I'm thinking. Lummy, have you stepped away from BAR?
No.
It seems like you're not doing as much.
No, he is.
He abandoned it. I thought.
No, I didn't abandon. I just don't know how to work on a. I don't know how to rebuild a computer.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, yeah, like Blitz and I were communicating yesterday mm-hmm. about what we needed to get on there and stuff like that. So, and everything was up to 6 a.m.
Perfect.
We're still hodgepodging. Like, the actual computer is sitting right next to me right now.
Right. Blitz has got a Gorilla tape together right now. Is that a pretty good exclamation? You got a Gorilla taped, and you're looking for your main part.
I'm waiting for the JB Weld to dry.
My parts. anytime you deal with, like, you know, a car dealership or something, well, the parts aren't in yet. So
like all of the good electronic parts right now are back ordered forever, and they're blaming COVID, and now they're blaming the ships at sea that are blocking the Suez Canal.
Yeah, that's been a good excuse for a year now.
So
parts have been tough, man.
Computer parts are hard. I mean, they're hard to get.
Yeah, anything from Asia or Europe is difficult right now.
Well, Blitz has got a Gorilla taped up, and hopefully it'll work. And then we'll keep it up and keep it hobbling for you guys, and then we'll have it, you know. Hopefully fix it soon.
Properly fixed.
Today we're doing an after show. Anna, I'm assuming you're going to be there.
I'll be here.
And then Lummy and Blitz.
I'll be here.
We'll be here. We'll then aggregate that over to a podcast tomorrow. And I think yesterday in our podcasting world, the best of last week's, the best of Bubba from all of last week's shows was up. So that's some good listening. I think it did well. Go to anywhere you get your podcasting. Just type in Bubba Army Podcast and be a daily downloader. We got all kinds of stuff, and some of which you can't get anywhere else, like the Tara and Anna deal.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, do you guys have another one planned?
We haven't organized it yet, but we are planning to do another one soon.
I hope so.
Yeah, let's. I'm going to try for next week.
The fans love it.
Okay.
And
we'll do
Dan, are you and Brian working towards something? Have you had any communications with Brian at all?
I did about a week ago, and we are going to do something. We just haven't locked it in yet, but we'll do something together.
The fans love that dynamic.
Yeah, and I want to thank the fans too. The chat, they were 100% behind me.
Oh, the seventh
Appreciate
man.
The seventh man.
So when I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What was the guy's name?
Ken Rivad or Vivad.
What was he?
It's Ken Vrod.
I don't know. I had him muted for like the last 2 months.
Dan, what was he doing to get you riled up, buddy?
He just said the word stupid. That was it.
He just he always counters everything I say, always says everything is wrong, and I'm just not in the mood for it, you know? I mean, I got to, what did I say when I got here? Early today. Every light, today's going to be a great day, and yep. I just don't want to deal with negative a-holes right now.
And yeah, I told you, Dan, sorry. I said every day is a great day.
Every day is a great day, and today's
Dan,
a great day.
It sucks to get stopped at every light on the way in. Yeah, but when you're driving a Ferrari.
Makes it even worse.
I'm just saying. Like,
those brakes are expensive, Bubba.
Yeah, that's true.
every red light wears those brakes out a little bit at a time. Those things are not cheap.
What is a brake job for that, Dan?
Well, it depends. Just the pads are, you know, a couple thousand for a pair of for all four wheels.
Oh,
for
that's
pads.
Nothing.
But the rotors are
all
like
carbon fiber.
$5,000 or $6,000 a wheel.
What? Hold on.
A wheel.
I'm surprised they're that cheap.
So let me see. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah, it's like 20 to 25,000
for a brake job
for the rotors.
If you have a full brake job.
But you're not supposed to have to replace the rotors under normal street use entire time you own the car.
Unless you go to put a wheel on and just touch the rotor with the wheel and it cracks.
You can chip them, or if you take it to the track and then they look like the moon.
Yeah, because they're really, really fragile, Bubba. Like, if you just touch it the wrong way, it'll break.
How much does it cost yearly for an upkeep on a Ferrari?
Nothing.
Yeah,
it's free maintenance right now.
Yep.
Nothing. Zero.
What do you mean free maintenance?
Scheduled maintenance.
Free scheduled maintenance, like oil changes and stuff.
Yeah, they'll do it free.
When you pay $450,000, they can back in an oil change for you. It's not a big deal. Maybe a tire rotation. Don't bust me up, kid. Right?
Yep.
Now, what happened?
No one rotates tires in those cars because the front tires and the back tires are different. You can't really rotate them. They're directional.
What do you get? How many miles can you get out of a set of tires?
Oh.
5,000?
Maybe.
They're super soft compound wheelies?
Closer to like 4,000.
4,000. And what is a set of tires? 1,000 a piece?
No, they're about 500 each. It's about 2,000 for a set of tires. But, you know, you put 3,000 miles a year on that car, maybe. I only put about 3,000 miles a year on a car.
Well, hey, listen, having to come here 2 days a week now, that's going to probably add to your mileage, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've put about 2,500 miles on this car since I got it. I've driven it a lot. I like driving
it. You have driven this one a lot.
I like it.
Now, if you're not driving this Ferrari, what do you drive?
Usually my truck, my Cayenne Turbo.
Porsche.
SUV.
Hold on. Guys that have trucks don't have Porsche trucks. Yeah. You got a Porsche SUV, you don't call it your truck. Like, a truck's an F-350.
I mean, technically it is a truck.
Is it a bed?
It's a Porsche SUV.
Well, then how is it a truck?
Yeah, exactly. It's a Porsche SUV.
Okay. I call it the truck.
Yeah. Well, no. It's not the truck.
Ferrari's a truck.
And then your wife has a brand new Expedition. A brand new Escalade.
Yeah. 21 Escalade.
Those are what? Wow. Aren't those over 100?
Yes.
They tickle it. They're just under. I think this one was just under. They're great cars, though. Oh, my God.
It was only $99.9. It wasn't 100.
I mean, Dan said I'll take two of those, bitch.
Did you hear what happened to my son in it? Did I tell you that story?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm in surgery, and I get a phone call from Romina, and it's kind of like,
oh, Donnie. Little Donnie. I don't know. Got shocked on the electric seat, Donnie.
It was like Jenna trying to get out of a room. Like, turn the doorknob. Remember that one?
Yeah.
It was like, she calls me up. She says, Danny's stuck in the seatbelt. I'm like, what do you mean he's stuck in the seatbelt? How does someone get stuck in the seatbelt? She goes, no,
oh,
he's stuck
Donnie,
in the seatbelt.
Oh, Donnie, your son is going to die. The seatbelt, I put it on the wrong way, Donnie.
And she says, no, he's stuck in the seatbelt. I'm like, show me the video. Show me the pictures. FaceTime me. And I'm in surgery. She's doing this.
Yeah, you're getting ready to put on, a set of 450s.
I'm in the middle. I got one 450 in and one 450 on the table.
Right.
So she sends
me
a picture.
I got one 450 in and one on the table. So she sends you a picture of your son.
And I can't make it out. The seatbelt's unfastened, and he's all, wrapped in it. It doesn't make any sense. Somehow, I don't know what he did.
The seatbelt's trying to
retract. You know when those back belts, they don't come back out until they've gone all the way in?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he's somehow twisted up in it, and it just keeps squeezing him tighter and tighter and tighter.
I've seen that, on Barstool.
And they can't get him out. They can't get him out.
So, Danny, are you now... If this call came to me, I would be so flipped out. Are you kidding me? I'm in the
middle. Oh,
Dan, you said the F word.
I said freaking.
Oh, okay. I dumped it.
I think he did say freaking, but it was close.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry.
It was close.
I'm sorry.
I got it, buddy. I got it. But hold on. So there's 300 million people in our country, and you're the
all
people. And there's 100 million people that use seatbelts every day.
The 70s.
If he can't figure out a seatbelt, I'm putting him up for adoption today.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So what happened?
I don't know.
Did you cut a promo?
I still haven't figured out what happened.
Did you cut a promo?
He's still in the seatbelt.
He's still there.
He's been there for a month.
Did you flip out?
Well, I started saying, like, listen, come on. I mean, how can you be stuck in the seatbelt? I was trying to, like, downplay it. But meanwhile, Danny is getting nervous because it keeps squeezing him tighter and tighter. Yeah. It's like a boa that won't let go and just keeps squeezing him.
Why couldn't
she
cut it?
Why couldn't she, at that point, take the backrest of the seat and lower it all the way to give him some more real estate? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand, but you know, I mean, like, we're talking about, you know, rocket scientists.
Oh, Donnie, I do not know. I only know how to click and to click and to click it. I only know how to click it. And if you don't click it, you get a ticket. So let me, I don't, I mean, so.
No, she's Irish.
Oh,
Donnie, if I don't click it, the billboard says click it and I want to get a ticket.
So I'm thinking, like, you know, it's got that OnStar thing, you know, so like OnStar solves everything.
Hello, Chevy,
like
OnStar.
Like Alexa.
Oh, yes, I just want to let you know I am Romina Diaco. I got a 2021 Escalade, and my son is getting boa constricted right now as we speak with the rear passenger.
Ma'am, what would you like us to do about it? We can't, like,
physically
go and unbutton
it. I would like you to hit a button. I would like for you to hit a button to make it stop.
We don't have that.
To make it stop choking my son.
Well, I thought it may have some kind of, because, you know, it does emergency stuff, so I thought it may have some kind of emergency release for the seatbelt that could be done electronically, but, you know, that path did not.
Did you think about getting a knife and cutting?
Well, then I.
That's,
you know,
expensive.
So then I called Steven. I'm like, Steve, we got a little crisis going
now
on.
Now with Steven across the street.
Yeah.
So Steven, Steven runs around nude at his house. So he had to put some clothes on.
Steve had to put on. He was in his, like, you know, white T-shirt and
nightgown, right?
And his outfit. And he comes over and...
Did he drive over to your house? Because I've seen him do that before.
Yeah, of course.
No way.
When we were there, he drove over to his house.
He drives across the street.
He does.
It's literally across the street.
When me and you were there the second time, he drove his car over to Dan's house.
Well, that's a busy road, too.
By whatever means Steve got there, what ended up happening?
Steve cut it immediately. He saw that Danny was getting squeezed out. And he just immediately, because Ramin had actually gotten scissors at that point, and he just, like, immediately cut it and didn't solve the problem. But it was, he was trapped. He was literally trapped in that seatbelt, and Steven couldn't, like, untwist him or untie him. He just
went
straight
Steven.
To the cut. Even Steven couldn't figure it out.
Steven didn't even look. He just said, I'm going to cut Dan's seatbelt. Watch this.
Yeah.
Brand new car.
It's going to cost Dan $4,000 to put a new seatbelt in here. I love it. Yeah. I'll have more money this week than he does.
But I still haven't figured out how he got trapped in that thing. I mean, I don't know what.
Was he, like, twisting it around his arm, like just being a kid?
It wasn't around his arm. It was around his body.
Oh, around his body.
He probably was being a kid. He was probably being a kid doing a twist, you know, like a twister kind of deal. Right, and then it got the best of him.
Yeah.
And they're trying to blame it on, you know, GMC, when really we should blame it on Ramina. She's not on my nicest of Christmas list right now.
Yeah, it's 100% her fault. The other problem was is that Sophia had a picture of it, and then Jay came by, and he wanted to see what happened, because I was trying to figure out what happened. I couldn't describe it.
Yeah.
And Trey was there, and Sophia didn't want Trey to tease Danny, so she deleted the pictures.
Oh.
I almost killed her. I'm like, there could
you
even
can
be a lawsuit.
You can recover those.
After they've been deleted?
Well, if you go into recently,
she went that. She
recently
went all the way.
Deleted.
She did
album.
It all the way. She went all the way down.
Oh. Why?
Because she didn't want Danny to get mocked by Trey.
I mean, that's a good sister, but
I appreciate that. But, like,
she sent you one first.
I know. I wanted to kill her.
So now
we got to reenact it.
Has there
the other side of the car?
Has anybody Googled? You know, Escalade faulty.
Yeah, I've been trying to look.
2021 Escalade faulty seatbelt boa constrictor. 11-year-old kid.
And he was in the back. I think he was in the third row.
All right, and so none of them, even Jay, couldn't figure out what happened. He couldn't piece it together.
Well, he didn't see the pictures. He didn't see it in person, so he just heard the story, which makes no sense.
But Steven saw it. He couldn't explain it?
Nope. Steve just, like, I saw him trapped, and I saw him, like, really, like, he was really panicking. And as soon as Steven cut it, he cried for a second.
Oh,
and then
hold on,
was,
Bubba, look at this story.
Is that for damaged seatbelts? There's a recall.
Yeah, I just looked. It's literally from yesterday.
A recall.
A recall.
Oh, Dan, you might have a
GMC
class action,
is recalling its redesigned full-size SUVs for third row that can become trapped or endangered.
Dan,
or damaged in the seatbelt mechanism.
Dan,
unbelievable.
Dan, you got
that's
yourself.
That's from yesterday.
You got a class action Willie here.
They will replace anyone for free.
Once the recall's out, it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
The class action is done. That's how you win a class action. If you start a class action and then do the recall, then you just won.
Yeah. Well, hold on, Danny. The only bad thing is your
didn't call it escalate.
No, your daughter deleted the proof.
I know.
You basically have no proof.
Especially if it happened before.
Yeah.
At least you get it replaced for free.
Owners can expect a
notification in the mail by May 3rd.
2021 Cadillac Escalade, Chevy Tahoe, Suburbans, and GMC Yukons recalled for a seatbelt issue. GM is recalling this dated March 29.
Damn, yeah. I'm on the cutting edge.
Is designed full-size, is recalling the redesigned full-size SUVs for seatbelts in the third row that can become trapped or damaged in the seat folding mechanism. What during an assembly, the
I think it means people, but it's missing that important word.
Right. The full-size SUVs can seat up to 9 passengers, blah, blah, blah. Or owners can expect notification by May 3rd.
Wow.
So.
I guess it really did happen. See? I didn't make it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Romita didn't make it up.
No, I saw the video on FaceTime. I just didn't have it saved. So he was definitely trapped in it, and it was unfastened, and he was still trapped.
Now, if you didn't,
interesting,
like, I could see the buckle in the picture.
Now, was he sitting like right here?
Yeah.
All right, and so like this comes down and goes like that, like it goes like like that.
Right. I think first of all he was leaning forward when he like released it, and I think there was a loop around something. I just don't know. It's such a quagmire.
Now, if he would have died, don't you think you would own GMC right now?
Yeah.
Damn, too bad. Oh, Danny. Couldn't take one for the team. Danny, too bad you couldn't take one. Danny, too bad. Here's what I wish we would have happened.
Were we going to start driving in the third row?
Oh, my God.
No.
How would that happen?
Here's what I wish would have happened, okay? And you know that we're in
the show. I heard him yelling for the last month. I didn't know what was going on.
Ken V-Rod, you want to ride?
Please know we're in the show business.
Of course.
I'm completely, don't really want this. Like, I don't want your wife to even hate me. I just want to let you know, Donnie, Bubba wished that little Donnie would have died, and I do not like him anymore. Boobs or no boobs. He's not welcomed, and you're canceling your 24th party. You will not have ratchet bitches at our pool with the Matt Heller guy.
I thought you said no ratchet bitches anyway.
No, yeah, I know.
A brechelon.
I'm being Romina.
Oh.
So, Romina, dear Romina, I don't mean any of this, okay? I want your son to live and be smart and cool like his dad, okay? I want that more than anything. What does your son want to be? Has he talked about being a
unicorn,
a doctor?
No, he Sophia wants to own car dealerships.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Like Billy Fusillo.
Yeah,
that's her idol.
Sophia Cefillo. Sophia Cefillo, say it.
No, she doesn't want the Kias. She wants to sell Ferraris and Porsches and Lamborghinis.
Okay,
she wants that kind of dealership.
All right.
And then Danny really, really, really likes driving. He really likes go-karting. He really likes it. I realize that's not a very reliable career path, but
no, it's
really
not. Ask me.
Yeah. I know.
So this is what I wish would have happened, Danny.
I wish that your kid was driving NASCAR right now.
We don't have enough money. It's all rent a ride. Doesn't matter how good you are.
It sucks.
You literally have to write a check. There's great guys like Rico Abreu and Abreu, and just there's a lot of great guys that will never get a shot because they're not going to write a $3 million check. You got to write $3 million check to get an Xfinity ride. It's a $2 million check for an ARCA ride, and it's a $5 million check for a NASCAR ride.
Is it really $5 million?
Yep. $5
million. Jesus.
If your dad's not writing the check, you got to have the sponsors. Like the drivers have to not only drive the car, but they have to go and find these huge corporate sponsors in order for them to get a ride. But anyway, that being said, I would have hoped, Dan, that the Escalade seatbelt would have strangled little Danny just to the point, like when Steve got there, he was like on his last third or fourth breath.
Called paramedics.
And hold on. And Sophia is documenting it beautifully on her 4K, iPhone 14.
Right.
Perfectly. Steve cuts it right at the last minute. Romina comes, calls Bayflight. Bayflight comes in, lands the helicopter right there where you've landed other helicopters. Right. Danny is like on, they got that thing that they're pumping on his, you know how they're puffing, like breathing for you with that big bag?
Yeah, he got a vent bag on him.
Yeah, he's
the Ambu bag.
Yeah, they got the Ambu bag. He's helping him breathe. You know, everybody's hysterical. You leave the operation center and meet him at Tampa General. You roll in there and you revive your son. He's completely 1,000% healthy. Nothing happened to him. It was just, you know, it was right there, touch and
just
go.
Just the trauma.
He was right there on death's door, but he pulled out. And GMC writes you and the Diacos a $46 million check.
Hell yeah. And then at that point, I'm sponsoring your kids to start racing.
Well, don't worry about me. I'm just saying, like, if that really did happen in that sequence of events, can you imagine how much that check would be, especially with you and your brother on the scene? I mean,
I know. But I'm so glad that
the only better thing it could have been is if Jay would have been there helping Steve save him. So Jay is a doc, you know.
Because he can't be a witness. The lawyer can't be the witness.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great then. Jay wasn't there.
It was good that Jay wasn't
there.
So
indeed, you know, you guys can retain yourselves, right?
Yep.
There you go. So now you don't have any legal fees, right?
Nope. It's save a third.
So yeah. Now you're getting a third back on your money. $50 million large. The Maxwell, what's her name?
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Supposedly they put two new charges on her yesterday. Yeah.
She looks like a guy, doesn't she?
She's actually really pretty.
I hate when girls wear guy haircuts, though.
Some girls can pull it off, though.
No one really does pull it off. They don't.
I feel like women always look better with long hair.
No, there are some women that can pull off some short hair.
They can pull it off, but I feel like they always look better with long hair.
How about Ruby Rose?
She looks good, but I think she would look better with long hair.
Dan, are you familiar with Ruby Rose?
Sinead O'Connor would look better with long hair.
Oh, God.
Oh, Sinead O'Connor really
went
downhill.
She was hot, man. She was hot back in the day.
She went more downhill than me.
Demi Moore looked better with long hair.
Yeah, but she also looked good with short hair as well.
If you like having sex with a cadet.
The new charges from the Southern District of New York accuse Maxwell of one more count of sex trafficking conspiracy and another count of sex trafficking of a minor. With these new charges, she now faces an 8-count indictment. She was previously charged with 4 counts related to the conspiracy to entice minors to travel and engage in illegal sex acts.
She was also having sex with them as well.
With
the girls? Minor,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Like a girl-on-girl deal?
Yeah.
And Epstein, like threesome stuff. She was into a lot of sick stuff. But
according to the indictment,
they can keep splitting those charges over and over again, and she could end up with 30 charges.
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to keep throwing the charges on her and making it more scary and more scary and more scary, and then she'll be more likely to settle and it doesn't have to go to trial. And if it doesn't have to go to trial, then she doesn't have to talk. And if she doesn't have to talk, then everybody that, you know, have possibly could be, you know, linked to this. Gets a little bit of a pass, right?
Or,
the last thing you want, Dan, is trial and, you know, Bill Clinton's name. Not the last thing that I want, but I mean the last thing that the Clintons want and some of these powerful people that were associated with Epstein is for this to go to trial, right?
I pray this goes to trial, but it probably won't. However, when they're doing your probation report and your pre-sentencing paperwork where they kind of ultimately come up with the
come up
level
with, yeah,
of
the
charge.
Like the worksheet kind of deal?
Worksheet. It's
the
like
charging
a 30-page
worksheet?
Yeah, it's like a 30-page pamphlet. And after you fill it all out, the probation officer gives what they consider to be your
score.
Offense level, which is a score, essentially.
Right.
And the more charges,
and it's
the
not like Family Feud where the better the number, the higher the number, the better it is.
No, you want a low number. And helping with the investigation and cooperating and giving up people significantly affects that number.
So, but what I'm saying is, okay.
And that number, you just line it up on a chart, and that's where your sentencing ranges.
I know, but, on the federal level, it's let's make a deal a lot more let's make a deal than it is on the state level.
I don't know about that. Depends on the county. Like, in Pinellas County, they don't make deals. In Hillsborough County, they make deals.
But let me just give you a little bit of a lesson here, Danny. Bill Clinton was a Democrat and still yet a very powerful Democrat. Would you not agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on his last
Our
breath.
Current president is a Democrat, right?
Yeah.
Has close ties to the Clintons, correct?
Put them in the third row of the Suburban.
So hear me out.
Smells kids' hair.
You hear? Please, stop being a smartass. Answer the question.
Okay.
This is how stuff works federally. Now, this couldn't happen on the state level. This has to be federal, and that's what this is, right?
Yep.
So this Maxwell bitch is in the federal system. Well, at the end of the day, the federal system is controlled by the president, is it not?
Yes and no.
I understand, but in today's environment, it very much so. He doesn't have a lot of resistance in Washington right now.
No, he can do whatever he wants.
Pretty much. The
depends
FBI.
On the president. It depends on how the president the FBI, and the Congress.
The FBI's dancing with him.
Yeah, everyone's dancing with him. Everyone's dancing with him. They've been holding their breath for 4 years to go back to the dance.
The attorney general's dancing with him.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, federally, Dan, this is what happens. They put on 4 or 5 more charges. She's faced in 45, 50, 60 years, right, if it goes to trial.
Yes.
Federally, somebody blows in a call to somebody that tells her attorney, listen, we'll plead this out for 8 years in prison. Because don't think that Bill and everybody else hasn't called and said, wait, I got to tell you, this cannot go to trial. So put on a bunch of charges on her, like 100 years, so she'll take 8. Because this can't go to trial. Joe, get that done. Joe calls the U.S. attorney who the Middle District of Southern District of New York report to, right, at the end of the day. And they're like, make it really scary so that she'll settle for 6 to 8.
The problem is that sometimes the judge isn't in the loop and doesn't play that game.
I would look.
And it happens.
I would look to see what the judges of the Middle District of New York, who they were appointed by, because every federal judge is appointed by a president.
Yep.
And they have a, trust me, unfortunately, I know how this works.
They have a lot of allegiance to the guy and the party that appointed him.
Exactly.
And dirty,
I'm just going to tell you right now.
It's disgusting.
The most powerful people in our country.
Are federal judges. Can't fire
those
them.
Those are the people
can't
that.
Can't fire them?
Nope.
Even if they do something egregious.
Well, I mean, it has to be really, really egregious. It has to be way, way egregious. And you never see it. Federal judges are appointed by life. They're appointed by... And the only time that one comes up is when one retires, and then whatever president is in place through a process appoints the federal judge.
It has to be approved by the Senate.
That judge then has, you know, historically a little bit of an alliance.
Yep.
So don't think that that's not the way it's going to go. Chances are, Dan, most judges on the federal level in the Southern District of Manhattan or New York or whatever, are probably Democrat, one would think.
I'd venture to say the majority of them are Democrat.
Right. So
I'm not certain.
At the end of the day, they go to Jazeen Maxwell and they say, hey, Jazeen, guess what, bitch? You're facing 80 years. 80 years. Or you can take 6 in this little VIP YPO camp over here.
And only 2 or 3% of federal cases go to court.
Right.
So it wouldn't be unusual for this to be settled.
2 or 3%?
So what the average guy would have gotten as an offer to settle at 20 years, which at that point, when you're facing 20 years and you're as old as the Maxwell bitch, you go ahead and go to court so that, you know, you got a chance to win it.
That's exactly what happened with Epstein in 2010.
Right.
With the plea deal.
Right. He took a plea deal, and he was just sleeping
in the VIP area, and then he was able to go home for
They've set precedent, guys, with that they make deals for these people. The reason why they make deals for these people is because they don't want it to go to trial, because when it goes to trial, some information that a lot of very powerful people that are alive don't want out. It's an absolute crap storm.
That's why that one guy had to resign. He was the attorney general in Florida. I think it was like Costa.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It was Costa. And he had to resign.
I forget what he was in the administration, but he had to resign because of the Epstein thing.
He was Southern District of Florida.
Yes.
Attorney general.
Correct.
Right.
Kind of looked like a
Florida, unfortunately, I know this. Florida has 3. They have a middle, a southern, and a northern.
Yeah.
Right.
And this guy was the main.
Didn't he kind of look like a Simpson?
He kind of looked like a Marco Rubio.
He was the U.S. attorney for that section,
right? And so he gets. Don't think that somebody didn't blow a call into him.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure he had a couple calls.
I just want to let you know that Epstein teller. let's give him probation for a year, VIP. Woo! All right, we don't need the stuff that he has info on. We don't need those flight logs coming out. Ooh wee. Jeff will take it. I already talked to him. See ya. Well, so they go to Jazeen. Hey, listen. You want to get 80 years, you're going to die in prison. Or do you want to take, you know, 4 to 6 years on this little VIP camp deal? Just like your little man, Joe Epstein did. Boom. Just, you know, under.
Do you think she's safe in prison?
Yeah. They can't have her get killed in any way, shape, or form.
Why? Unless it's by them.
Well,
why can't she?
I mean,
Epstein was safe in prison.
He was on precautions, suicide precautions.
No.
He was on, I mean,
they want her to stay alive because they want her to go to prison, and it's not going to be for that long. But now the case is over, right?
No.
At the end of the day, no, hold on. If she dies, Dan, then there's still a big crap storm as to who killed her. The same people that killed her killed Epstein.
If she talks.
But she's not going to talk.
She cannot talk.
She goes to prison for 6 years. She doesn't talk. What happens to her after she gets out? God only knows.
Writes a big book.
She's not going to write a book.
Oh, man. She's definitely going to write a book. Okay. If she gets five or six years in prison.
Dan, you don't even know how this stuff works.
No.
She's not going to write a book because she's going to be given $4, $5, $8 million from ooh-wee to not write a book.
The systems that are allegedly punishing her are the ones that were in on it on the first place.
You're the smartest guy I know, and you can't even follow the timeline.
I got
you.
The FBI knew about it. The CIA knew about it for years. They didn't do anything for a reason.
Anyway, go ahead and pile all the counts you can on the Maxwell bitch. She's just going to settle. I'm going to tell you right now, Tuesday, March 30th, 2021, at 7:21 in the morning, that the Jezzine Maxwell bitch will never go to trial. It's going to be settled, and she's going to get between 6 and 10 years.
And she won't write a book.
And she won't write a book.
And she's going to keep her mouth shut.
And she's going to keep her mouth shut.
Live on
her
again.
Island. And she might disappear. She might be like Amelia Earhart, and you never find her again.
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's Best of the Week after this. We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's Best of the Week.
A very, very, very sad story, and he was a very close friend of mine. I had lunch with him about a year ago. At that point, talking about Ted Webb. Ted Webb,
yeah.
Died last night.
That was quick.
He was over a 50-year veteran of Tampa radio. I worked with him from 1992 to 2004. We were very close. We were very close friends. And a year ago, I had lunch with him. And he looked at me in the eye, and he said, Bubba, I don't have much longer. And I started crying. And he's like, I know my body. I just know how I feel and all the medicine that I'm on. And it's not only am I dying, but the medicine they're giving me is killing me too.
Yep.
And like Ted was never a guy that was a martyr or an over-the-topper or a hypochondriac. He was a man's man. And supposedly, I don't mean to be disrespectful to him dying, but supposedly, I hope this isn't taken disrespectfully, but he had an unbelievably huge penis.
So he's a Lexington Steel.
They called him the hog. Right, Blitz?
Did you ever see it?
I thought it was the root.
No, it was the root.
Yeah.
Because like a tree root.
Did you see it?
No, I never saw it.
Wanted to, but I never wanted
to see it either.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to see that?
Whatever. But anyway.
he came out last week and said, hey, Friday's my last day on dialysis. I'm going home to be with hospice, and I'm done.
He said that?
Yeah, he said it last week.
Last Friday, his family gathered around him, and they put him in hospice. He had
kidney issues?
He had a bunch of issues.
And I don't know what the exact, you know, death is.
What?
Diabetes and dementia.
Yeah.
And dementia?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on dialysis like every day, and he said last week, he's like, Friday's my last day. I'm going home. I'm going to be with hospice. I'm done.
Well, his voice was on Tampa Bay area radio for more than 50 years.
I would think that probably a lot of the Tampa Bay radio community is opening up with this, as you should. As you really should. This is one of the guys. This is one of the greatest of all time in Tampa. Yeah. This is up there with the Bob Lasseters, the Jack Harris, the Mason Dixons. Mm-hmm.
Teddy.
But longtime broadcaster Ted Webb sadly passed away today. He passed this afternoon at the age of 72, far too young, after battling diabetes and dementia lately. As Fox 13's Lloyd Sauer shows us now, Ted Webb
was the absolute man.
Tampa original.
He was born Henry Ruiz, a kid from West Tampa, whose dream to be on the radio came true as Ted Webb. He was on Tampa Bay Airwaves for an amazing 54 years.
And there's no...
Jack.
Nobody like Cracker him. Jack. He was so versatile into so many things.
He had his Cuban and Cracker. That's what they called themselves, the Cuban and the Cracker.
And just loved life. I mean, he was just an incredible guy.
Webb was a top DJ.
Look at Webb with
the
babe. With the girls.
A singer in local bands. And he had a lifelong love of pro wrestling.
Ted developed a trust early on in his career with
Jerry Briscoe.
Oh, wow.
What's up, Briscoe?
With Rasser.
Jerry Briscoe had just arrived in Tampa in 1969 when he met Ted. Briscoe and other retired wrestlers honored Ted Webb just weeks before he died.
Every time.
I think it's Brian Blair in there.
I had time off or something like that, and I wanted a cold one or no or a place where I could get a good Cuban sandwich, Ted Webb was the guy to go talk to.
But Ted's biggest fame came as a conservative voice on 970 WFLA.
I was there during that time. Larson, Ted Webb, I don't know who that is.
Is that Rush in the middle?
Rush Limbaugh, Lionel.
Yep.
Jay Marvin, Ted, Jack Harrison, and I forget who this guy was. He was the morning guy for a while.
Hey, his partner, Jack Harris, remembers...
That's back when you could smoke in the studio. Look,
oh,
you could literally just smoke right in the studio.
Lasser used to every day.
When the liberal activist Ron Reagan was on the show, talking negatively about his father, the president, Ted got mad.
And then he says, all right, you want to go out in the parking lot? They were going to fight. And I'd, wait, guys, hold on here. And
I tell you, Jack looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Jack looks good.
That went viral.
He always knew his audience because
he had the root. The root.
Knew his city.
Man, I tell you what, I met some really big people there at the Tropicana. I'm going to miss it. It was a home away from home for me.
And Ted lived his trademark slogan.
Live it up. He always, at the end of every show, we're still running that live it up thing.
We were there in the studio when he retired a few years ago.
What do you want to say to Tampa Bay?
Thank you.
Tampa Bay says, thank you, Ted.
It's just there will never be anybody like him. I mean, he was an incredible guy. It's just there's never going to be another Teddy.
And I listened to AM Tampa Bay for a long time.
Yeah. Reporting for us. Ted Webb passed away this afternoon. He was surrounded by his family, and we are told they are finalizing plans for times and places to pay tribute, and there will be...
Yeah, can somebody make sure you keep an eye out for that?
Okay.
I'd really like to go to that. I really would.
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's Best of the Week after this.
Ow!
We now return to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show's Best of the Week.
We have three submissions from our three parody guys.
Great guys, by the way. Great guys.
Agreed. And John from Naples writes, here's the latest with Lummy. I hope you enjoy.
Oh.
Lummy's got a bun. Lummy's got a bun. Now his whole world's come undone.
Oh, nice.
Praise to God that it's a son. What did dummy Lummy do?
Oh,
did Ashley put the voodoo on you?
Fish on Jay, 1,000 bits.
Lummy's got a bun.
By the way, this is from John from Naples.
Lummy's got a bun. Now his world has come undone. Praise to God that it's a son. What did dummy Lummy do? Did Ashley put some voodoo on you? They say when Lummy Ashley's got a bun. Ashley's got a bun. Lummy should be on the run. Like O.J. Simpson with a gun. He begged her, tell me it's not true. What the hell is he gonna do? Now he's gonna have a baby, and like Stephanie, he will go insane. They say the pressure he was under, all that drinking, it's a wonder, and now someone's gotta rein him in.
I, Warren Garrison, like to be called slow on the job site and in life.
That's John from Naples. Lummy's got a bun.
That was great.
Dark Match Steve. Here's a new parody. I cooked it up this weekend. It's to the tune of Billy Ocean's Get Into My Car. It's called Fix the B-A-R.
Bubba Army Radio. It was, you know, it's down right now because we had a full-blown stage 5, you know, cat 6.
Server meltdown.
Server complete meltdown.
I've got a lot of messages about it.
So, I don't even know that it's up. Now, I see everybody's flipping out. And there's a lot of people that are really pissed off. So, please don't cancel your subscription. Blitzo's going to throw it over to you and get an update.
The fans are going crazy. They don't want to use Twitch. They're too lazy. Gifting subs and bits. They cannot afford. Now they're bored. They miss Bubba 1 and Bubba 2. That Blitz K could have it working like new. But he is nonstop trying to get in Anna's pants. Walking on the beach and getting a tan.
That's a shoot.
Get off of your ass.
And fix BRN.
And fix BAR.
Oh, I love
which
that.
One of these guys do we got to kill?
Get Dark Match
Steve. Oh, Dark Match, great
guy. Ass. And fix BAR. Get off the moped.
It's a shoot.
Get out of Anna's bed.
I'm gonna have it.
I said, hey, Blitz, won't you fix B-A-R?
Oh, yeah, we did. Going to the stadium, we had a moped talk briefly.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that one we can't talk about?
He's in love with Anna, and I think that they're gonna make a fetus.
Can you imagine if you two had a kid? Oh, my God.
Negative. They have great hair.
Like shooting guns and sending Bubba pictures of his penis. I'm sure that...
For those scoring at home, Blitz never sent me a picture of his penis. He just showed it. He's got some of my penis pictures. So, man law. I told him one day, hey, you got pictures of my penis. I need to at least have a reference point as to what you got. So,
and not only that, I one-upped you on it. I showed you right then and there.
And so he said, here.
Here's my wee-wee.
And he showed me, and I was like, okay, let me look at it. All right. Okay, I got a middle deal.
Ruined your day.
Now I have a reference point on him.
Sure.
That Bubba doesn't have a clue that you could fix the server with Elmer's glue. The listeners nonstop email and message caveman. The fans are miserable. Check seventh man. Get off of your ass and fix BAR. Get off of your ass and fix BAR. Get off the moped.
Yeah.
Get out.
And the jet ski.
Anna's bed. I said, hey, Blitz, won't you fix B-A-R?
Well, rest in peace, Dark Match Steve. It was nice knowing you.
Nah, man, Kev, full steam ahead for you, kid.
Dark Match Steve, great guy, great guy.
Another, give me another heat getter that involved me. Love it. Carlos Mandinko III has a new song called Kick 'Em Out. Here's a new parody to Missy Elliott's Throw It Back. I like getting my parodies in threes. I love it.
This is a Carlos Mandinko exclusive.
Carlos really likes to put himself over.
Hey, guys, it's Carlos. I'm going to try to come to Tampa. Meet everybody.
Made this trip my mission. Looking forward to this day. I want to meet the show host. His feeling's not the same.
Oh, different no.
What?
I can only imagine where this is going.
My feeling, producer didn't feel him in. I wrote all these songs. Call me Captain Carlos Saiyan. Dark and Eagles got their style. They went with me to the show. Try to get a meet and greet. Caveman told us no. Bubba, bubba, bubba. Go ahead and kick us out. I'm gonna steal these show goats. All of me has to gob.
Now, did somebody say that I kicked him out?
They supposedly have real heat.
Really?
Well, they came from like way out of town, out of state, and the one thing they wanted to do was meet Bubba, and they were unable to.
I was never told.
I know. I wasn't really either.
I wasn't told when they were going to be here, or I knew that they had set something up with Caveman.
To do a show.
To do a show from the back studios, but I was never given a time or anything like that. Like, and I would invite anybody to show me a text message or an email that says,
correct,
hey, the three parody guys that I so very much love are going to be in town and they'd like to meet you. Don't automatically assume I was going to say, nah, I'm gonna do that, because, you know, I understand.
No, we would have made it happen.
So they got heat with me?
They could have come sat like on the last, no, not with you. They could have come sat like on the last portion of the show or
on Friday?
Yeah.
Doesn't snap, throw me.
Or been on Bubba 199, if it was last week.
Let's not go crazy.
Me across the map, Bubba's in the kitchen. He's looking for a snack. Parody songs is how I do it. I show Naples how it's done. Don't look for another Carlos, because there ain't another one.
Is he quitting?
No, he's in chat right now.
Caveman, kick him out. Caveman, kick him out.
Now, is that how they think that happened?
Well, so here's the issue is they
did. Dave, what's going on?
Something should have been set up beforehand, and it wasn't, but... So they just showed up at the studio around, like, what was it, 10:30 or 11 or so?
What time? What day?
It was the day we did the Wednesday.
Well, you can't just show up to the studio. So K-Man said, hey, you guys are going to be here later. Come back later, which was the right thing to do. They can't just show up. But something should have been set up where they could come and say hi to everyone.
But I'm getting all the heat on the deal?
No.
K-Man, kick him out. K-Man.
Because I never said those words.
No, yeah, I know. You didn't know at all.
Cave man, kick him out. Cave, kick him out. Cave man, kick him out. Cave, kick him out. Kick him out. Kick him out. Out of the BRN. Kick him out. Kick him out.
Ding.
7-hour trip. I thought Cave man told you about this. I made reservations, but you got hesitations. Planning this for months. Todd Clem just took a dump on a Hummel Blitz. Before I'm there, they had to diss. So I'll roll up with a slingshot. You're welcome here. Not making content for days. Dark and Naples in a haze. Country girl and country boy thick. They roll down, they enjoy the shtick. Money, money with bits. Their new money on the Twitch. We don't want to step on your toes in the orthopedic slips. When your scooter stalls out, you gotta start it with some kicks. I write good songs for free. I teach the other singers how to. But Bubba don't want to see me. Now I'm writing songs for Calta.
You never...
Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Now I look like the bad guy. I didn't know anything about this.
I know.
Really, cross the line. Yeah. That's the thing. I could cross the line. You could cross the line. I might have crossed the line.
Kick him out. Caveman, kick him out.
You and me can have as much beef as we want.
Kick him out. Caveman. Kick him out. Kick him out. Kick him out.
Now, didn't we agree, though, that the three parody guys automatically get royalty rings and part of the,
yes,
like that's mm-hmm. part of their duties?
Correct.
Part of the payoff of doing all the songs that you guys do and the hours and all is the fact that you will be invited next year with a ring.
That is correct.
So I want to make sure you know that. And secondly, if you guys would like to come back down, let's properly organize it through Blitz or some or whoever, that just so that I know and we can plan stuff around you.
Yeah.
Including maybe doing a one-off show of me and you three guys. You know?
We'll build a glare hole. Lummi will help you guys out.
Kick him out. Kick him out. Kick him out. Caveman.
The stupid horn.
Kick him out. Push him like a broom. Kick him out.
Push him like a broom.
Kick him 62. Out. Kick him out. Bubba makes up his own rules. No one else can do what I do. If you try to surprise me, I'll have the caveman say Pac-San to you. Train horn makes you leap. Take all these pills just to sleep. Should spend more time with my fleet. No longer allowed to tweet. You think this serves a...
That's a shoe.
I'm in bed while you're at the bar.
True.
Labeled the bad guy in Tampa. Which pays the bills for B-A-R. Carlos, Bubba Light says you're right. I should have seen you when you took the flight. Next time you come here, you party with me. You hold the strap for the parodies. Caveman,
bring him back.
Caveman,
bring him back.
Caveman,
bring him back.
Caveman,
bring him back.
Lami,
bring him back.
Let's K,
bring him back.
On a hummus,
bring him back.
On a hummus?
Yeah.
Caveman. Blitz, did you put yesterday's show up on YouTube? What? We got suspended for a week? Because Dr. Dan was talking about truthful things? Are you kidding me? Let's talk about this for an entire show.
Carlos is the stiffest.
And then we're going to sue for $100 million. Make it $200, because I want to split it with Dr. Dan. I think I got him to agree with me to let me have sex with his wife.
Jesus.
Carlos, what type of mushrooms are you on when you write these things, yeah. buddy? Oh, my God.
Bring us some.
If indeed that's the way it... I mean, like, is this a shoot? Like, are they mad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Disappointed or mad?
Disappointed.
Yeah, but he's a great guy. I mean, you know...
Is Carlos in chat right now?
Yeah, he is.
Carlos, speak to me through chat. Like, how can I make this better? Do you guys want to come back?
Well, he lives in South Carolina, but...
That was the problem, is he came all the way from South Carolina and didn't even get to meet you.
Oh.
He just got to meet me and Cave. Sorry. Anna was busy. Blitz was busy.
I mean, you know, if you look at the, I don't know, if you were to rank the star power here at the show, I mean, how do you think it would go?
You?
Well, I mean, obviously it's me because it's my stuff, but like, give me 2, 3, 4, 5.
Blitz.
6.
No, I think people want to meet Lummi after Bubba.
I think it would be Bubba. I don't know, man.
Lummi.
I met Carlos. Obviously, I came here to the studio and met him.
Oh,
I mean, Anna, how would you, that would be? It would be almost interesting for everybody on the show to rank the star power here at the show. I'm going to go last. And listen, if you don't think I'm number one, then say I'm three. If you think that, you know, it'd be like
who's ranking?
No, everybody's going to rank.
Well, I mean,
everybody's going to put their opinion in.
What's the name of the show?
I understand. Let's just see
if, Bubba the Love Sponge
see if
show.
Somebody would be dumb enough to say otherwise. So, Lummi, you go first. Number one.
Bubba.
Number two.
Blitz.
Three.
Me.
You got two.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, four.
Cave.
Cave's ahead of
Well, just for people who know longer to meet him.
Well, I'm talking about modern day, like star power.
Oh, I have to say Anna then. Sorry, Anna.
And then
Cave, then Pomegranate.
Anna, how do you have it ranked?
You, Bubba, Lum, Blitz, Cave, me, and
listen, I think everybody's going to have me first. Now the big whodunit, and Anna, for the most part, I think you're locked in at, you know, at four.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
You're like, you're a lock-in four.
Cave, I'm at four?
You're at four for sure.
Cave's a lock-in five.
Yep.
And the Pomegranian is a locked in six.
I agree.
Now we just got to figure out what your two and three is. Lummi, what's your two and three in that order?
Blitz and then myself.
Okay. Anna, what's your two and three?
Lummi two, Blitz three.
All right. What, Caveman, what's your two and three? This would be interesting.
Two, Blitz three.
Oh, Lummi ahead of Blitz.
Uh-oh.
Show Pomegranian, what do you got?
One Bubba.
No, you don't. Don't put one in there. Everybody
just
has two.
What's two and three?
It's just two and three is Lummi and Anna.
Ooh.
What?
Whoa.
Wow. Shots fired over there.
So much for trying to save his job like I've been doing the past 2 weeks.
Right. What are you doing, buddy?
Wow. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It looks like we got an opening for a video guy.
No, I really appreciate the swagger and the honesty.
Yeah, me too.
If he only knew what I've been going through the past 2 weeks with him.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
I'm just saying. He's just staying true to the game as to, you know, who he thinks the funniest.
True to the unemployment line.
The only reason I have Blitz as low as I do is because I think he gets a lot of unnecessary heat.
Like on social media, people bitch at him all the time for stuff he really can't control.
Well, that's just of late.
From the BAR stuff?
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of
heat. That's not on me. Lummy's job.
But they think it's you. Yeah. Carlos blames me for not meeting him. I have to publicly take the wrath, but it's really not my fault. So I guess the big $64 zillion question would be, how do I rank 2 and 3?
Oh, wait, we didn't hear Blitz?
Yeah, I did. Blitz. Well, what's your 2 and 3, Blitz?
Me and then Lummy.
Yeah.
When Lummy said his list, I agreed with it completely.
Yeah. Lummy, what was your list again?
It was Blitz and me.
So you got, and then Anna.
So you got Bubba.
Bubba, yes.
Blitz.
Yeah.
Lummy, Anna, Cave, Pomegranian.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would have to. I don't know that I can say mine, because it's just going to cause problems.
Oh, no.
What, do I got to save your job now, too, Bubba?
No, I'm just saying, like, if I put you in there, Lum Lum's mad. If I put Lum Lum in there, you're mad. If I put, Caveman ahead of Anna, she's mad.
No, I'm not. We want to hear the truth.
I don't know that I can, I don't know if that's good, management.
Bubba,
I've never been a good manager. I'm trying to manage people a little bit more responsibly now.
I know I'm low on your list, so it's okay.
What?
I know I'm lower on your list, so it's okay.
You'd be surprised as to where you're on my list. You really would be.
Well, no, I mean, like, below Blitz, and obviously, you know
again, you surprise you. Why, don't take the glasses half empty approach, my friend.
Oh, okay.
It'd be interesting to see how the seventh man ranks it, right?
Yeah.
Well, give us your top six.
They have been.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Well, Blitz, it's tough for me to execute the format and pay attention to the seventh man. It's much like babysitting at times.
He put Bubba, Lummy, Blitz, Rhett, the Goats, Anna.
Who's this?
Bubba Booey.
Because I was chewing during the hot mic. They didn't like it.
So they got you as
Yeah, I'm behind the Goats.
Bubba, Lummy, Blitz, Anna, Cave. Blitz put up a poll. Who's the seventh man? You're asking, hold on, you're considering yourself Bubba Army and you don't know who the seventh man is? That's something you probably need to figure out, right? And I don't even know, Blitz, if you're really part of the seventh man, if you don't know what the seventh man is. You're certainly an outsider, are you not?
No, for
sure. You don't know what the seventh, Bubba, Blitz, Dr. We forgot Dan. And you know what? That really, really changes.
Who's Dr. Dan?
We forgot Dr.
I can't believe we forgot Dan.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Shut up, Blitz. Stop being a dick. I'm just saying, hold on. That really changes things. It really, really does, because now, he's a very strong and polarizing and yet very well liked.
He might
also
be two.
But also very hated.
He is probably number. He's number two on my list. Sorry, Blitz.
I think maybe he's number three, actually. I think people really love Lummy.
No, it's Dr. Dan.
It's between Dan, Lummy, and Blitz as to who's two. And then, Anna, I think you jump. I think you go to a fiver.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a question.
But Anna, you're a five hole.
Do you think Dan would go up or down if he was here 5 days a week?
I'm 50. I'm actually 50-50 on
that.
So
am I.
Like, I'm really, if you really pay attention to the question and you really deep dive it, you say, okay, well, more of it. But then again, it could be an irritant.
That's what I'm saying.
And the 2 days is a perfect combination of douchiness. Right?
I kind of agree. That's why I was wondering what would people think?
Yeah. I need everybody, this guy here, Bubba's Cankles, Bubba, Blitz, Lummy, Dr. Dan, Anna, Cave. Bubba, Lummy, Dr. Dan, Blitz, Cave, Rhett, Goats, Anna. Bubba, Dan, Lummy, Blitz, Anna, Cave, Rhett. Not my list, just the facts. Guy's got Dan at two. I see Dan as high as two and as low as five.
No.
Anna, the one thing is, you're not two.
There's Bigwood Green.
I know.
No,
we're
I'm just
three.
Saying. You're borderline three at times.
See, Elwood.
Lummy Caveman, Lummy Caveman, Lummy Caveman, Lummy Caveman.
That's just Tire Trash Rick. He's really high.
Big, great answer. Bubba Blitz, Dan, Lummy Caveman, Anna Rhett.
What did Elwood say?
Bubba Blitz, Dr. Dan, Lummy Caveman, Anna Rhett.
Someone put decaf in there.
I gotta really think. I gotta really, really, really think. I mean, should I come up with a list?
I think yes. You should.
But my list is so much different, like, in what I
That's
use.
That's great.
And what I use. Because if I was to put the worth of what you do for the company, that's different than potentially your comedic input effect into the show. Does that make any sense?
Well, you got Bubba.
Because Blitz is Blitz is a locked in 1,000% number two in his overall what I need him to do for this company.
Right.
I don't know if he's the two personality, might be the three, could be the two.
I mean, I've never claimed to be number two.
Blitz, what would your list be then?
And what exactly is the list? What is
star power?
It's a list of like star power or funniness or just overness or just, you know, just
overness with the fans.
Yeah, and with a star power kicker.
And we're adding Dan in this list too.
And a talent Willie. Yeah, and so the list is Bubba, Lummy, Dan, Blitz, Anna, Caveman, Rhett. Those are the players in question.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, you're number one, you.
Right.
That's without question.
This is Blitz's list, by the way.
Number two would either be Dan or Lummy. I say Ty. Tie those for a second.
Ew. No one likes ties.
Nobody likes ties.
Oh. Then I'm going to say Dan.
I feel that way sometimes too. But
yeah.
And then who comes in at three? Lummy. You four?
Yeah.
On a five?
Yeah.
Cave?
Yep.
And the Rainian?
Yep.